News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
But before that, the big story this morning is, of course, the CEO round one offers out today around 2 p.m. When thousands of students will know their next steps into the future. We're joined by Aisling Murray Fleming, DCO Guidance Course Director. Aisling, obviously, we don't know the points at this stage, but there are reports across the paper about a volatile change for the majority of courses at several universities this year. Increases of, on average, 2.5% in Trinity, two-thirds of courses going up, the same in Galway. What are we hearing at this stage?
Good morning, Shane. Yeah, I suppose the headline is might be alarming to some parents and students waking up this morning, but I think it's important to put it into context. So over the past few years, grades were inflated because of COVID measures, and that adjusted the points for many courses. This year, we've seen a return to more normal levels, or what we've talked about, deflated grades. And for applicants through the CAO, it simply means that the points cutoffs might look different compared to last year. So some courses will drop, others may hold steady. And as you've rightly said, some will increase. We also know that we're facing the largest number of applicants through the CAO in its history. So that's obviously going to also have an effect. But universities were aware that this was coming down the line, and a lot have worked very hard to increase the capacity on existing programmes. And we see new programmes coming online as well.
Yeah, I just to repeat, it does look like a lot of courses are going up. Trinity, two-thirds of courses going up. University College Dublin, I've seen a 9% rise in application numbers, points up in 20 of its programmes. And then Cork and Galway as well. Two-thirds of courses at University of Galway, for example, require higher points, while University of Limerick, some programmes incurred a rise. Majority have remained stable, some fallen in Limerick. So, of course, it does seem like the increase in numbers applying have had an impact on points.
And they will have, yeah. And again, I suppose that can be disappointing for students when they wake up this morning because they're up and they're waiting until 2 o'clock to find out. I think it's important as well to emphasise that there's no point in panicking at this point.
No.
If you were disappointed with the offer that you received today, or if you don't receive any offer, there are so many different routes and so many different options still available to you, even through CAO still, where there's subsequent rounds and you may see courses drop as offers begin to level out between the level 6 and 7s and the level 8. So there's two different types of courses that will be offered today. And then you have other students who will choose to opt maybe to study internationally or to study through PLC programmes. And then there's other options like apprenticeships, traineeships, and the National Tertiary offers tertiary degrees, which are a new offering, but amazing offering across all different disciplines.
Okay. We are hearing as well about increased demand for courses such as nursing, construction and engineering. Is that students looking at the jobs market and seeing, well, we're going to need to build a lot of houses, for example, over the next number of years? Medicine is obviously, nursing is obviously, there's always going to be a demand there. Is that driving that, do you think?
I think students, parents, teachers, guidance counsellors are more aware than ever about the jobs market. It's always something that we're very cognizant in the role of guidance. So I presume that that has a knock-on effect then, because parents and their children are talking about these things. They're talking about it in school. And there's always concerns about where the jobs of the future lie. For a lot of students, what I would say is we don't even know where the jobs of the future lie. So what's really important when you're choosing your college course is that you choose something you're going to enjoy, because if you choose something you're going to enjoy, then you'll be successful at it. And that's really important.
Okay. Aisling Murray Fleming, DCU Guidance Course Director. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Ciara, there had volatility seems to be the order of the day. There had been expected that grades points would decrease or remain stable because of the lowering of grade inflation, but there's a huge increase in demand for places this year.
I have to say, and just, you know, cards on the table, I am a parent of the class of 2025. I've been worried about this all along. I've been talking about this all along, that they were deflating grades in a way that I didn't see as fair, because those from previous years, and bear in mind there are 20,000 people in the CAO pot this year from previous years, have an artificially higher grade despite what they got in their exams over kids this year. So what we have seen is this year's grades deflated and the points have risen? And tell me how that's going to be fair for the class of 2025. I'm extremely worried, and I don't want to be a panic merchant. And I think your guest was exactly right. It's too early to panic.
We don't know what the points are.
If two thirds of courses have risen in points, and we know this year's class
in certain universities, not across the board. We don't know that for across the board. Trinity, Galway, but we don't know that for across the board.
Okay, well, that's good, but in several universities, if two thirds have risen and this year's points have dropped, that is a significant disadvantage for this year. And I am worried, and I've been worried about this for months. I've been writing columns about it, and I've been talking about it on this radio show. It remains to be seen what's going to happen this afternoon, obviously, and I wish everyone luck and I wish everyone well. But I am worried, and I doubt I am alone in that this morning.
No, absolutely not. Look, let us know how you feel about it. A nervous morning for students. But look, the advice is, yes, we're hearing demand is up, but we don't know the individual points. So look, stay calm, wait and see what comes through. And there will, of course, be other options. And there are always, we keep saying it, I know, on the show, there are more ways to skin a cat. I didn't get my first choice on the CEO back in 1986, and I'm glad I didn't now. So, so things have a way of working out, I suppose, is the advice.
They do, and that is the proper perspective of it. I know I'm maybe a little bit too close to this, but
I totally understand where you're coming from, Ciara.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.